So in this presentation, we want to discuss some issues in the non-growing season, manure application and runoff. And my co-authors are Peter Kleiman, and Dan Flight, and Doug Beagle. So is winter application of manure really all bad? This Pete and Dan loves this picture very much. here are some results from a small watershed in Pennsylvania, and these are the monitoring of dissolved pea and total pea losses from the watershed outlet during 2014 to 2015. And we can see that actually phosphorus loss occurs over almost all seasons. The summer is the best with the less loss, but like fall, winter, or spring can be all risky months. And manure application timing has short-term consequences where water can infiltrate. For example, in a watershed study by Amy colleague, she applied manure like in January with a different days before before rainfall, and then we can see that in all these events there was just 1 week of reaction. So one question is, can prudent manure management minimize the risk of winter applications? So we want to ask, is field prone to erosion? Is field hydrologically connected? Is ground frozen? If ground is frozen, there is limited infiltration of rain and melt water and pea sorption, and is manure above or below snowpack? Like manure pea below snowpack can translocate into the soil, but if you apply manure like above the snowpack, definitely that will increase the risk of phosphorus losses. So we want to review two different perspectives on managing the risk of phosphorus runoff. One is Canada, where frozen soils and snow melt dominate the risk of phosphorus losses. And one is in the Chesapeake Bay region, where there are variabilities in freezing, and phosphorus loss is mostly dominated by rainfall. So this is the in the rainfall-dominated runoff system, how it works. First, when rain drops come down, and then it splash and infiltration, and there are about maybe 5 centimeter depth of soil for interactions between nutrients, soil, and water. And then soil erosion occurs, and then particulate nitrogen and phosphorus losses occur. And then there's release of soluble pea to run off. And also there's considerable of nitrogen and phosphorus leaching on the subsurface runoff. But in the snow melt dominated runoff systems, the first phase is the snow accumulation and redistribution. So if the soil is frozen, and then the snow accumulates along the slope, field slopes. And the second phase is the snow melt on frozen soils. When the snow melt happens, there's no splash and there's little infiltration. And then the soil erosion is limited, like less nitrogen and phosphorus losses compared to the rainfall dominated systems. And there's, when the soil is frozen, there's a shallow depth of soil for interactions of nutrients and water. And then surface runoff occurs, and there's a lot of dissolved nutrient losses. Also, because of the frozen soil, so the leaching is limited. So here is the snow melt over frozen soil substrate. So in the Canadian prairie watersheds, most runoff and nitrogen and phosphorus loss occur during snow melt. For this region, there are not so much precipitation. It's about 500 millimeter per year, and this region is cold. So 80 or 20% of runoff occurs as snow melt in spring over thawing vegetative residues and frozen soils. So flat, dry, and cold, it resulted in low risks of water erosion. Most PLRs is in dissolved forms. So here is one. Here's some monitoring data from a watershed in Manitoba. We can see that both runoff and the total P load, most of them occur in April when snow melt occurs. And here it is how it looks like. It's very on the right. On the right photo is like very deep frozen layers. So water infiltration is very limited. So under these conditions, any manure placed on surface in winter will reset until spring thaw. Yes, and then I want to move to the regions where soils are often unfrozen, like in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. In this region, there are more options for winter manure management. Like in the Chesapeake Bay region, as I talked earlier, there are like different policies, but mainly there are two different kinds of policies. One is like represented by Maryland, it's like ban of spreading, and one is like Pennsylvania, is restrictions. Like in Maryland, winter spreading is prohibited for major operations during November to February, but except small animal operations, like less than 50 animal units. And also is not regulated for greenhouse crop productions. And in Pennsylvania, if you want to apply manure in winter, you need to have at least a 30 meter setback or vegetative or 10 meter wide vegetated buffer from environmental sensitive areas. And also there are regulations for maximum application rates for both liquid manure and solid manure. And also you cannot apply manure in winter to fields with slopes greater than 15%. And if you want to apply manure, then you need to have cover crop or at least 25% of soil cover, like crop residues. So basically in Pennsylvania, it's like manure application is allowed across all seasons. And for Maryland, it's not winter. So there's one question about the opening day. Like in Maryland, in this condition, because the farmers have accumulated manure for these several months, and then probably when this closed period has expired, and on the first day, farmers want to go out to spread manure. So question is, can this be big problem for nutrient losses? And I did a study with a SWAT using SWAT to simulate phosphorus losses for different application timings in a Pennsylvania agricultural watershed. So basically, I used this small watershed, is about 730 hectares. And we look at the phosphorus losses from the watershed level, but also from the field level. So we selected three different fields. They are located they have different locations and slopes. And also we tested the different soil cover and manure application timing and manure rate on phosphorus losses. And at the watershed level, we tested 12-month storage, 6-month storage, and 3-month storage effect on phosphorus losses. So in the 12-month storage is all the manure generated in the watershed were applied in spring. In the 6-month storage is like half of the total manure from the watershed was applied in fall and half in spring. In the 3-month storage is like every quarter of the manure was applied in each season. So basically, we distinguished from the years with the high precipitation years and the low precipitation years. But in both types of years, we found spring application was the best at the field level. It had the lowest total P loss and soluble and dissolved P loss compared to fall and winter applications. Actually, we found winter and fall and winter applications, they had similar effects on total P loss. So this figure shows the different field locations and slopes effects on total P loss. For these three bars are from the flat field near the stream, and these are from flat field away from stream, and these three are from for the slope field away from stream. So we can say that actually the winter applications to the flat field away from streams produced much less phosphorus losses even than from the flat field near the stream or sloped field away from the stream. So we conclude that phosphorus loss can be reduced by better site targeting. And here are some data for the soil cover. Like if we increase soil cover, for example, if we use corn residue plus cover crop, then it can reduce total P loss a lot compared to sparse cover or corn residue cover. And also, if we apply low rates of manure, then it reduces phosphorus losses compared to high rates. So this figure shows the worst case versus best case for this study. Like the worst case is for the sloped field with a sparse cover and a high application rate of manure. And for the best scenario is the flat field with a dense cover at a low rate of manure. Sorry. So we can see that for the best case scenario has total P loss like much less than the total P loss from the worst case scenario. So this again tell us that better targeting and management is very important, is maybe more important than the application timings. So to summarize the results for the field level studies for this region with the where soils are often unfrozen, is the spring is best compared to fall and winter application, and there are interactions between weather conservation practices and site conditions on P losses, and prudent management can minimize winter P losses. And here are some results for the watershed level simulations. I have to mention that this watershed is it has mixed land use, and the animal density is not very high. And basically, as I introduced earlier, for these two approaches, like Maryland approach, it needs a storage for 12 months or 6 months. For Pennsylvania, it's like three months, or even no storage. And then we found that P loss, total P loss, were actually similar from all the three scenarios. And dissolved this 12-month storage reduced dissolved P loss by 0.1 kilo per hectare per year. but not so much compared to the total pea loss. But we found that for these different manure storage capacities can significantly affect the dynamics of dissolved pea concentrations. Like for the 12-month storage, there were fewer peaks, but the peaks are much greater than the peaks in other storage scenarios. And all these peaks happen in spring, so this may be a problem for the downstream water and the water and like the bay if this if phosphorus is loaded there. So we concluded that differences in pea reduction between Maryland and Pennsylvania approaches can be small to negligible in areas where small farms and mixed agricultural land use predominates. Dynamics of dissolved pea concentrations are very different for different scenarios. So to conclude, for regions with long grazing seasons like Manitoba in Canada, ban of winter application probably is the best because there are few options. But for the regions where soils are often unfrozen, probably we need more consideration of trade-offs like the open day effects. We need to consider that. And also we need to consider the cost effectiveness to increasing manure storage capacities. Because as the watershed level simulations show, if we increase manure storage capacities to 12 months, it costs a lot, but the phosphorus reduction is marginal. And at last, it's better targeting and management is very important for all seasons, not just for winter, but also for spring and fall. Thank you. You mean run the scenario for the frozen soils?
The scenario where a farmer is spreading every day, 365 days a year.
The daily haul is also like a common practice in Pennsylvania. It's a bit difficult to run that in SWAT because then you need to. Because we have like about actually for this watershed, although it's small, but we have almost like 200 fields. So for daily haul, I mean, if we want to run that, we have to apply today for this field and next day maybe for the next field, etc. So it's very very difficult to run. But actually I considered these factors, and I, for each seasonal application, I limited applications during 30 days. So actually, for 30 days, and I chose the days without significant precipitation. So I applied to those more dry days to mimic the realistic conditions, and then so we think this can somehow cover this daily haul scenario. It's not just I apply all manure on one day. It's for many days actually. So, okay. Thank you.
All right. I think we need to go ahead and move on. I'm sure we'll have time for more questions later on.